NBC's singing competition The Voice has been on top of the ratings in the fall and the spring. Now the kids' version, in Spanish, is the top-rated show for NBC's sister network, Telemundo. It's taped in front of an audience in Miami, featuring Latino children from the U.S. As part of our month-long look at kids and culture, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this report on La Voz Kids.
Some of the contestants still have baby fat or braces on their teeth, and some, like Cuban-American Paula Ganche, have precocious voices unlike most 11-year-olds.
Turning table.
Tell your mama.
Turning tables.
On La Voz Kids, pint-sized contestants sing in both English and Spanish. No one seems more surprised by the show's success than the vice president of Telemundo's non-scripted shows, Daniel Cubillo.
You know what? In the very beginning, I thought that it could be a mistake, but I have to recognize now that I was wrong. Completely wrong.
Cubillo should know. He produced the Spanish versions of The Apprentice, Big Brother, X Factor, and Temptation Island, none of which have the rights to air in this country. But he admits he had doubts about Telemundo creating a children's show.
I was afraid about the kids' version because it's so different. It's so pure. Kids are providing us with some elements that we couldn't get in the adult versions, for sure.
Endearing elements like cute small children bursting into tears when they're eliminated and getting hugs and kisses from their tearful coaches on stage.
Venga, venga, venga. No me llore, ¿eh? Te quito el sombrero un ratito.
Host Daisy Fuentes says the children have big dreams.
They're not joking around. They want the success. They want the fame and they want the recognition. And most of them will tell you it's to help their family.
The field of contestants gets whittled down every week, and the kids are coached by three celebrity judges, including Mexican pop diva Paulina Rubio, who began as a child performer.
I started at 7. I got a recording deal, so nobody than me can understand them and their fears and their family's doubts. It is a lot of pressure.
Rubio says the show works with a team of psychologists to help the children.
The whole project is taking care about these little souls.
After losing a battle round on a recent show, 7-year-old Christopher Vega thanked his coach, Roberto Tapia. He removed the rosary beads from around his neck to give Tapia as a gift. Then Vega asked his coach for a blessing and a little good luck kick in the behind, a Latin American showbiz tradition.
Sí, tú me puedes bautizar como el bambino de Santiago y darme una patadita para que me dé bien.
For years throughout Latin America, there have been kids' singing competitions on TV. And in the U.S. last year, Univision aired a children's talent show called Pequeños Gigantes. But blogger Laura Martinez points out that show was produced outside this country.
I think what La Voz Kids is doing that is really different is that you have kids that are actually born and raised in the U.S. versus just watching a show imported from Mexico.
The popularity of La Voz Kids has already inspired Fox to begin producing a similar show for its Spanish-language network Mundos, and other major TV networks in English may soon be knocking off the knockoff to boost their ratings with singing kids, too. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
¿Qué te pasa, chiquillo? ¿Qué te pasa? Me dicen en la escuela y me preguntan en mi casa. Y hasta ahora lo supe.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.